This morning begins with confusion. The stone has been moved and the tomb is empty. Disciples arrive, then angels, then finally Jesus himself. Out of the confusion, hope emerges, and a weeping woman becomes the first to confess her faith in the risen Lord. The Holy Gospel for Easter is recorded in the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned, but Mary stood weeping. As she wept, she bent over, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said, "Are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Word of God, word of life. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from the resurrected Christ Jesus, our Lord. Well, yesterday it was 82 above in Bismarck on April 3rd. Wow. You know, it's been quite a spring so far, and I don't know about you, but we really thawed out quick this spring. Man, suddenly the bicycles are out, people are jogging, people are walking with their dogs, people are running. Everybody has thawed out and started to embrace spring. It's great. I was thinking about that a little bit. Down where I live, a lot of people like to run. And boy, there's sure a lot of running going on in our gospel this morning, isn't there? A lot of movement, a lot of running. And Mary Magdalene is the one that starts the race off. She comes to the empty tomb early in the morning. And when she sees that the stone has been rolled away and the tomb is empty, she panics. And so she runs full speed to find Simon Peter, to find the disciples. And she finds Simon Peter and the other disciple
whom Jesus loved and shares her panic with them. Where is our Lord? Where have they taken him? And like trained athletes, Peter and the other disciple take the baton from Mary Magdalene, and they start running to the tomb together. But it's interesting what John does here. He wants to spend time with that. He says that while they were running together, the other disciple got to the tomb first. And then Peter got there second. But it's interesting, the other disciple, the one that gets there first, he doesn't go in. That's odd. He won the race. No, he doesn't go in. Peter, who loses the race, he's the first to go in. Or maybe they had to be there together so they would get some courage. Just like I needed the children's help today for the courage to open. So today, there they are, the two of them with courage, finally going into the tomb, and with all that running, all that movement, suddenly there's just nothing but silence. They say nothing. The text says they saw and believed. Well, what did they see and believe? That Jesus' body had been stolen? That he'd been raised from the dead? That they were victims of some kind of prank? It doesn't say. But it does say that they did not yet understand. So who knows what was going through their minds? So then what happens? Well, after all that running, all that movement, and then that silence, what happens? It ends with, "And the disciples returned to their homes." I can relate to that. I remember when I was a kid in Williston, my grandpa would take my sister and I to the movies or to a ball game. And then when the movie or the ball game was over, my grandpa would say, "Well then, that's that then. Let's go home." "Well, that's that then. Time to go home." That's what the disciples do. But Mary Magdalene doesn't go home. She can't go home because she can't even go on. She is weeping. She is numb. And then Jesus comes and says to her, "Mary," one word. And that one word brings her back to life. And then what happens? Mary starts out on another race, a new race. And this time she is running with lighter feet because she has been enabled, empowered by joy. Joy has lightened her feet. Joy has given her a new race to run. What is she doing? She is the first one to confess, "I have seen the Lord." She is the first to proclaim. She is the first now to run with the gospel, to run with fresh, new news that Christ has risen from the dead and defeated death forever. So today, in our gospel, we're really given two perspectives on Easter. The first one is, well, that's that then. Let's go home. But I suppose maybe we could stop for breakfast first on the way. That happens on Easter in families sometimes, doesn't it? Well, that's that then for another year. Let's go home. That approach, though, does one thing. It brings us right back to Good Friday. The stone could just as well not have been rolled away because it made no difference. It did nothing to us or for us. Well, that's that then. Let's go home. The other position is to leave as Easter people today. I have seen the Lord. I have lighter steps today. I can run faster today because I have the joy of living today. And know that in Christ I will always have life. Death has no power over me. We worship an empty cross. We celebrate an empty tomb. The good news is out there, just like with our children's time today. The Alleluias are now singing. So today, leave and run the race. And may your steps and mine be lighter and faster because we have been given the joy of life. Thanks be to God. Amen.